The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Ravens, if they stay healthy at 9.5 wins, like I'm almost pretty confident they're going to get over that number just because, like you mentioned, KP, like they're always a good football team. Even last year where they had a historic number of injuries and they've gotten better. And, you know, there's still some question marks about their pass catchers for Lamar Jackson, but that's not really the way they run their offense. Like their offense runs through his legs and they're going to get J.K. Dobbins back and Gus Edwards back. And those guys are going to be available for their rushing attack. And they just weren't last season. And then if Rashad Bateman does take a step and really becomes a playmaker for them in the passing game, you already know Mark Andrews is a top three tight end in football right now. Like, I just think the Ravens are a much better football team. And if they stay healthy, they should be near the top of their division.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on Bateman to kind of take that next step and be the wide receiver one just by default, because that's what they have. I'm interested to see what they get out of Devin Duvernay, because he has world-class speed and they kind of used him like that last year. So just having more of a role, having more of a defined role, maybe he takes over exactly what Hollywood Brown did. But, I mean, a lot like you said, they're so good and they're always so good. They added Marcus Williams and, you know, on the back end, they have Kyle Hamilton. Last year, if you remember, they had, with all those injuries, they were giving up big play after big play. Like, that's not going to happen with those guys in the secondary. So now you're going to have to work for yards against Baltimore. Brought Calais Campbell back. I would bet the over here. I'm not going to lie. And maybe that I'm just bullish on, you know, Harbaugh, because I don't think he can do any wrong. I would go over here and I would feel good about it.
I definitely lean over here, right? You get Kyle Hamilton immediately. You get Tyler Lindenbaum immediately. Those are two starters for you in the middle of the offense, middle of the defense. That's going to help you out a ton. I understand the concerns at wide receiver, but like when you take everything into account, like what they lost at wide receiver probably doesn't matter as much as J.K. Dobbins not playing the entire season or having no corners by
Marcus Peters back.
Yeah, the mid range of the year, like the end of that Miami game, right, where they're legitimately pulling guys off of the bench and like, hey, you're just out there full time now. Like there's no one else that we have left. I think this bodes well for Miami or bodes well for Baltimore.
We got OU year two, and who knows what they get out of Ojabo, but I think the Penn State dude in year two is going to take a pretty big jump.
Yeah. The fun thing too is like this Ravens team is going to be really weird in terms of like the fullback stuff that they can do. So they have Patrick Ricard, who like everyone knows is, you know, converted defensive lineman, is functionally an offensive lineman in the backfield, right? That's what he is. They also have a draft pick in Ben Mason that they spent a pick on last year, a fifth round pick. And then Daniel Fa'alele, the massive offensive lineman, is a guy who gets into the backfield when he was playing at Minnesota. Like there's a chance like they line up in the backfield, like goal line stuff, under center eye formation,
Maryland eye,
split eye, and it's Daniel Fa'alele at like 400 pounds and Patrick Ricard, and you're like, what can we even do? This is just too much man to deal with.
And I just remember the conversations we were having last year early on in the season where they were already loaded up on injuries and Lamar Jackson was just playing at an MVP level before he got hurt too and missed games for the first time in his career. And so it's like Lamar Jackson was playing prior to his injury, was playing like at the highest level we've ever seen. This is a guy that's already won an MVP. Like, I just think the Ravens are going to be so good. I hope they stay healthy, because I think they legitimately can be near the top of the AFC if they do manage to stay healthy next season.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.